Today's Mishnah and Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Irak Kodesh, is Perek Shvi, Mishnah Gimel. Okay, so what did we have as the situation before of things that were not considered to be water, to the extent that it may not even pass the mikvah, not only not make it kosher? So we talked about something that was fruit juice, wine, or things like that. Now the question is, what happens if there's a change in coloration? So at what point is a change in coloration going to define the nature of the mikveh as being water or something other than water? So our first case is like this. We know that very often we use a container that is left with a stain in it, and we might wash out that container in the mikveh, and it dirties the water and discolors it. So he diach bo saleh zeitim v'saleh anavim. So somebody's been collecting from his field these olives, these grapes. Now there's nothing left in the actual basket. There's only the coloration, and he wants to clean that off. So he cleans it off in the mikveh. Now, a mikveh, because of that, takes on a different coloration. So it becomes murky if it was saleh zeisim. It becomes reddish if it was saleh anavim. That does not matter. The reason it doesn't matter is because of an important yesod. The only time that a mikveh becomes possible from a shinui mareh is in the event that there was mamashut to that shinui mara. So that means there had to be something that was be'en, something that had substance, was put into the water. Something that only has coloration that colors the water. So if you put food coloring into the mikveh, that would not change the din of the water. It would simply be colored water. Colored water is water. So it would be kosher. Now, that would mean that, says Rabbi Yossi, look, the idea of water that is colored extends also to this idea of passeling the mikveh. You've talked about changing the color of the mikveh. How about if you've got mayim she'uvim, and the mayim she'uvim is completely colored because you took the mayim she'uvim out of a dye vat? I mean, it can't be more colored than a dye vat, you know? And you use that to pour into a mikveh that was chaser, a kurtub, the din is that that is water. And it would possibly the mikveh like any other water if you have shlosh elugim mayim she'uvim. And you can't say, well, that's not water. Look at the color. It's bright red. It's red water. And the same thing is true. If you've got a mikveh and you turn the color of the mikveh into red by utilizing that red water that came from the dye vat, it also would not possible the mikveh. So in the same way that it passels a mikveh by being normal mayim she'uvim, is the reason that it doesn't passel the mikveh if you're adding it after you have a kosher mikveh, because the color was not from something that was a be'en, not something that was a mamashut. It completely dissolved in the water. How about, on the other hand, if wine, actual wine, which is not water, or even mochal, mochal is the leakage that we talked about from the olives, remember? So it's a type of sap, but it's dark, and it is left in the basket in this case, and you put that into the mikveh, that would be possible, because those things that are very much be'en, the yayin is totally be'en as yayin. The fact that it's a liquid doesn't mean it's not be'en, or the olive sap that comes out, which is dark, and it's not only discoloring, but it's an actual mamashut, that will pass the mikveh. So what do you do in a case like that? Can you kasher the mikveh if it was a mikveh that is the now has wine in it that made it look a different color, or it has this olive muhal in it? What can you do to make it kosher? It's very simple. If there's less than arbaim saw, you obviously can't bring in clean water by turning on the faucet. because then you'd be adding Mayim Shuvim. So what you could do is wait until it rains. And if it rains enough that now it stops having this discoloration to it, it doesn't look milky or dark as in the case of the mochal. It doesn't look reddish any longer as in the case of the yayin. So then it's kosher. Don't compare it to the din of the shloisha lugim mayim shuvim, that pasul the mikvah. There's no way to make it kosher again until you get rid of all of that mayim that was there originally. It's not like that at all. It's simply the problem of whether the mikvah is identifiable as mayim. So if it has other things in it, this is not the way water would normally look. And because of that, it would get a different shame. It would be a shame of diluted wine, or it would be a shame of mochal. But once the Mara turns back again, the mikveh immediately becomes kosher. But since it didn't have the full arbaim saw here, you had to make sure that rain was added to it and not a hose. But in the case where it did have arbaim saw in the beginning, you don't have to wait till it rains. Turn on the faucet. Keep adding Mayim Shuvim, because remember, once a mikveh is already kosher of Arbaim Saw, you're able to add Mayim Shuvim. So keep being pouring in even from a bucket. Memale Bekatev, take that bucket, put it on your shoulder, keep pouring water in there until it looks like water again. Achi Achzur Mayim Lamare Mayim. So it's very important to understand the deep difference between Mayim Shuvim or may seva. Seva that passels a mikvah, even if it has a mamoshes, is only going to passel it as long as the coloration remains. If there's enough there of water to cancel the coloration, it just goes back to being kosher, as opposed to shlosha lugim of mayim she'uvim. And that's why the Mishnah specifically puts these two together here, where Biyosi is pointing out that in the event that this discolored water was, in fact, Mayim she'uvim, and how would that be? It would be only because it's discolored by being a colored water, like watercolor, or like things that don't have any kind of mamashot. Then it would be possible forever, because that's not the psul of color. That's the psul of mayim she'uvim. And the shinui mara is something that is completely different. Perek, Zion, Mishnah, Arba. How about if the coloration didn't affect the entire mikvah? So the coloration has often happened, it falls to the bottom. Maybe it's slightly thicker. So the bottom of the mikvah looks red and the top of the mikvah doesn't look red. Or maybe the left side of the mikvah looks red and the right side doesn't. What's the din over there? So if it was shinui miktsas mara, if you've got Arboim saw that is clear, you can be tevil in the Arboim saw. But im ein bo maramayim Arboim saw, if you don't have in this mikvah 40 saw of mayim without the discoloration, you can't be tevil in any part of the mikvah, even though you might be able to fit into that, because the din, even though the normal din that we derive of mayim shekol gufa shel adam is nichnas pa, that was the mocker of the din of Arbaim Saw, fine, but if you put a pot into it, you know, so it should be a kosher mikveh for the pot, right? No, wrong. It's not a mikveh at all, because we need to have Arbaim Saw mayim, and as long as it's discolored, then you cannot be tevil in it, not your body, even if you're small and you fit into a lesser area than the Arbaim Saw, and not to put things in it that would fit in it, because we don't have Arbaim Saw of real mayim. Now, tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we'll get into the question of the relationship of the coloration of the water, which we actually recently had in the Gemara, the coloration of the water, whether we go after the mara or we go after the actual color, that we'll see tomorrow. Okay, gentlemen, I mean, the actual presence, I meant, not actual color. Wonderful to have you.